Thank Mildred. Here, this is your mom, Deaver. I don't know what to say now since it started. Well, we've been having a lot of rain here lately. It's just mud. It's rained till we can't get out and do anything garden. My morning glories are just taking everything. Can't get any more beans planted. What I've planted is so dry, they didn't come up, didn't have a good stand. We're getting along pretty good. They're all laughing at me around here. And we're... Say something!
Well, how you
giving a woman
cake talk?
That's what I was saying.
I was about to erase it and start over again, but I wasn't meant to say that for nothing in the world.
Well, we're getting along pretty good. We're up at George's tonight doing this recording, and I've laughed more than I have in a month, I guess.
You're
going
to have to be closer to the mic.
It's kind of watched television now for a while. You'll always see me and Louise on television singing. Well, to a little more serious subject now. You know, I was just so happy over the news, Jack, that you was telling me. In fact, I just got fuller and fuller and I couldn't hold the tears back. And I was so happy over it. Amanda and Susie. I want you to live right now, from now on out. Be good girls. And Ricky, I'm looking for you to come down in that fair lane. Now, you want to bring your little doggy with you? Come down and see Grandma and Grandpa. Well, I about run out of soap. I guess Carl better take over. Talk some.
Well, this is kind of like Reed. This is too much like talking to the wall. I can't have much to say unless somebody says something back to me.
That's exactly what Reed. I mean, Daddy said.
That's no. All he got on his tape.
So, I've just been sitting here watching these movie stars act and kind of got me all nervous to be before these. I like that big Bailey Nigger singer. You just always had your mother had her face painted black, you just wore it better. And I got my tobacco set out the other day. I had 8,000 plants, and of course I didn't have many of them to set. Your mom set all of them at about 79,000. Oh, I'll let George talk some now. I'm not much of a broadcaster.
Jack, you should see these people here trying to make this tape. Myrtle's just laughing herself to death. And Carl, he ain't gonna say nothing. He just gonna sit here. And Dan's making fun of me because I'm talking. I get on every tape going. So I'm gonna try to get Myrtle to say something else.
This, I believe, is worse than trying to write a letter. I can sit down and write a letter, and I believe it tells you a lot more than I can talk. And we've been having a wonderful time up here, and it's getting... Well, it's after 10 o'clock, and you know, your dad's beginning to look awful pitiful. It's way past his bedtime. And, we're just looking forward to the time when you're so... Be coming down. I hope that won't be too awfully long. Harold called me on Mother's Day, and I think they're starting down the 30th. So if you can't all come down together, well, I hope you can come pretty soon after they go back. And I hope by then I'll have some beans and vegetables in the garden, if it don't just keep a raining till can't work the garden out, get anything done outside. Louise, can't you think of something to say?
No, I don't have anything to say.
Danny, I don't believe he's supposed to. I believe he's just about asleep sitting over here.
I believe Carl's saying something. What was you saying, Carl?
You just ought to be down here. When women ain't got something to say, there's something bad wrong, and there's two here that won't talk.
When you get this, to have Harold to come over, and I'll say something to them. Tell them, talk to them. Junior and Jeff, you remember old Sheba? I know her well. She's stone blind. I have to watch her and kind of call her, tell her, let her know where the porch is not so high. I guess Geraldine can take good care of her when she gets down. We got two pretty little yellow kitties that Jens can play with. And Carl's got about 18 pigs and two big hogs and 4 head of cattle. Jeff, you can help him tend to them. He needs somebody to help him. And I think Sandra and Danny and all them, they're really looking forward to him coming down. Probably get a letter from Sandra before you get this, because she called on your address. And they come down pretty often. Just about. Well, this is kind of hard work. I believe it's worse than writing the letter.
No, this year's fun. I'm enjoying it.
Now, we're still having a good Sunday school. Our crowd's off a little bit. There's so many decorations and one thing and another. But maybe when the decoration's over, it'll pick up. I've not heard from Doris since, Irene Charlie was up Sunday a week ago. I'm looking for a letter from her. And guess they'll come up pretty soon now.
Did you go to the decoration thing?
Yeah, I went to the decoration thing, yeah. Irene Charlie was here. Roman Dewey came over, too.
Where in all
George?
Did you go?
Huh?
Where in all did you go during the decoration? Did you go any place? See anybody?
Oh yes, we went up to Frank's and visited, and then went, come on back to John's and visited. Just had a real good time.
What'd you eat dinner?
At the church. I cooked dinner and took it up there. Baked a hen, made a cake, and cooked a pretty good dinner and spread it out on the table.
That microphone's not so scary. You just go ahead and tell us about your decoration, your garden, or anything.
Well, let me see. Yeah, I don't think I wrote you about Pearl Hill's death. George, do I have much more time?
Yeah, plenty of time.
Yeah.
You don't
got
time to
go.
Yeah,
Let's see, did she die while you was up there, George?
No.
Was the Atkins come back?
Just before we went.
You told them then back.
Yeah,
I guess we told them about it,
but she got the paper that Saturday that we got there. It was in the paper.
Well, Earl is telling us that what caused her death was a mushroom cancer on her brain. And they said the doctor said it growed forward toward her eyes. They're laughing at me because I'm using the hand. I said that the doctor said if it growed back the other way, that she'd probably had to suffer a long time before death, but this way it caused death quicker. And so I guess George and Louise told you all about the rest of it. There's a little wreck, I think, around Blairsville today. Bill Welburn was in a wreck. I don't guess you know him, you remember him. Don't know how bad hurt he was, but him and another car run together some way or another around a bridge, and he was injured enough to be took to the hospital. Me and your dad went to Blairsville this morning, put in about all morning up there. I got so tired. In fact, we're just not done very much today on the loafers, as you know. Already we're at George's tonight. We're going to get to be regular loafers. May finally get to loafing up there. Who knows? Carl said you'd say that'd be the day. But we might surprise you sometime. I sure would love to come up there. We just didn't have anything to leave here, for we'd just come and stay 2 or 3 weeks. Visit all the folks around there. It'd be...
I disagree with you on that, Carl, but I think they'd like to come up too.
Oh, maybe some of these days we'll sell off everything when we can get to where we can live without having so many animals and things to tend to. We can just visit our kids till they get tired of us, and then we can come back home and stay a while. Somebody else talk till I can think again.
Louise?
I think Louise wants to tell you something.
He wants to say something to Ricky. He didn't that over.
Well, hello, Ricky. I forgot to talk to you on the other tape, so I just wanted to say hello to you and...
Yes, Carl.